Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, September 12, 2017. Australia is kicking off the same-sex marriage vote and the U.S. median income has risen. Then I'll have your stock market report and saint of the day. China has forbidden children from attending any churches, and a South Carolina landmark of sorts was relocated by Hurricane Irma. Lastly, at the very end of the broadcast, I would like to give another Hurricane Irma update as regards recovery efforts and travel issues for those areas affected by Hurricane or Tropical Storm Irma. Australia remains one of the few remaining English-speaking nations in the world that has not legalized same-sex marriage. The BBC is reporting that an unofficial male survey has begun today, which has the potential to lead to an official vote in the Australian Parliament. The first ballots have been sent, and more will continue to be sent out through September 25th. The Yes campaign has the support of Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, and he has indicated that it is possible that, depending on the outcome of the voting, the Marriage Act could be amended to include same-sex marriage. Australians have until November 7th to cast their votes, and results will be announced November 15th. A Fairfax Ipsos poll released today indicated that 70% of those who indicate that they are certain to vote support the legalization of same-sex marriage. Labor leader Bill Shorten spoke at a rally today.
Today, the survey goes out. About 600,000 of the 16 million surveys will be posted today. And across the next week, surveys will start arriving in people's letterboxes.
Eddie Blewett, a teenager who lives with his mother and her lesbian partner, also spoke.
People are saying stuff about my family. They're saying that they're not normal. They're saying that they're second rate. Don't listen. Be yourself. Vote yes.
And finally, Lyle Shelton of the Australian Christian Lobby.
There's a deeper ethical question as to whether it's right for us as a civil society to create public policy that requires children to miss out on their mother or father.
The Washington Post reports via the Census Bureau that U.S. median incomes have risen to $59,039, setting an all-time record last year. The previous high was set in 1999. Median income is an indicator of the economic health of the middle class. The numbers took a hit during the 2008 financial crisis and the recession which followed. The Census Bureau also reported that the poverty rate fell to 12.7% in 2016, with 2.5 million less meeting the criteria than in 2015. The poverty levels peaked in 2010 at 15.1%. And now it's time for your stock market report. Wall Street had a strong showing yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 260 points on Monday, and as of right now, is up 65 points at 22,122. The NASDAQ yesterday closed up 72 points, and as of right now, is up 13 points at 6,446. The S&P 500 yesterday closed up 27 points, setting a record high, and as of right now, is up 7 points at 2,495. In the world markets, the Japanese Nikkei closed up 234 points, and the Hong Kong Hang Seng closed up 17. The London FTSE 100 closed down 13, and the DAX in Germany closed up 50. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Pio of Pietrelcina. The most beautiful creed is the one we pronounce in our hour of darkness. In today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor martyr Blessed Thomas Zumarraga. Blessed Thomas of Zumarraga was born in Vitoria, Spain in 1577. He entered the Dominican convent of St. Stephen in Salamanca and received the name Brother Thomas of the Holy Spirit. He became a missionary and was sent to the Philippines, stopping for a time in Mexico. Shortly after arriving in the Philippines, he was instructed to found a mission in Japan. He tried hiding in the mountains around Nagasaki and Omura, but was captured in July of 1617. Brother Thomas was burned alive 5 years later on September 12, 1622. Blessed Thomas of Zumarraga, pray. pray for us. Religious persecution is experiencing an uptick in China, most likely because there has been something of a religious revival detected in the officially atheist communist nation. Father Mark Hodges, writing for LifeSite News, reports that in August, over 100 churches in the majority Christian Zhejiang province were officially informed that children are now forbidden to enter any church, even children accompanied by their parents. If parents are caught trying to bring their children to church, they will be, quote, dealt with severely. In the Ojai district, a notice was sent out which said, quote, minors receiving religious education and formation too early in churches would seriously affect the normal implementation of the education system. Chinese authorities claim that going to church prevents children from, quote, developing a correct worldview and set of values. China is launching open and undercover investigations in both state-sanctioned and underground churches to enforce the new laws. Even catechism classes have been attacked. Education Bureau Director Liang Guochao said that they will focus on keeping religion out of schools and guiding students to, quote, consciously resist religious cults. Also banned from attending churches now are all primary and secondary school teachers. Christians are also now forbidden from running summer camps for children. William Ni of Amnesty International explained that China is afraid that religion will be the conduit through which Western values will enter the nation and challenge the status quo. The Chinese are determined to pass their faith on at home and find loopholes in the law, such as bringing children to outdoor processions. This was a neat story. When Hurricane Hugo slammed into South Carolina back in 1989, storm surge picked up a boat and carried it 2 miles inland, and the boat then rested at the edge of State Highway 171. Nobody ever claimed the boat, and for the last 28 years, the boat has sat in the same spot, remaining something of a coastal South Carolina icon where people would celebrate milestones, make marriage proposals, and so on. The boat was even the site of a back-and-forth argument between opponents and proponents of the Confederate flag, with each side painting the boat to support their views. Well, this coastal icon has found a new home thanks to Hurricane Irma. The boat is now a half a mile away at a dock in the marshes and has a new message painted on it. Godspeed, Florida. This too shall pass. In this Celestial Musings, yesterday, the nation commemorated the 16th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks when 2,958 people were murdered by Islamists in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. However, it was not 2,958 Americans who were murdered. There were citizens from over 60 countries who lost their lives that day, and 67 alone were from the United Kingdom. More Britons died on September 11, 2001, than in any other terrorist attack. The Daily Wire reports that some teachers in the UK are refusing to teach the events of September 11th to their students because they fear a backlash from Muslim parents. I am reminded of the verse from the 8th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Before the UK is ever physically enslaved by Islam, and at this rate, I think we can make a reasonable assumption that things are headed that way, it will ideologically be enslaved to Islam. By the time Sharia is officially the law of the land, it will have already been the law of England, not because of Islamic militants, but because of politically correct militants who refuse to teach the truth. I know some people complain about stations showing the television coverage of that horrific day every year. But for those who were too young to live through that day, how will they ever begin to grasp what a ghastly, evil event 9/11 truly was? They must know the truth. We must hammer it home, or we too will cease to be free. Now, for those interested, I would like to present you with a smorgasbord of post-Hurricane Irma updates having to do with travel, recovery, and other lagniappe related to the situation. All credit goes to the Weather Channel for these updates. Florida Governor Rick Scott has confirmed that a staggering 60% of Florida is without power right now. Broward County cities of Hollywood, Davie, Pembroke Pines, Hollandale Beach, Pembroke Park, and Wheat Park are under a boil water advisory. Tampa and Fort Lauderdale airports are open today. Atlanta has resumed MARTA bus and rail service, but its public schools are closed today and tomorrow. JetBlue offers discounted flights for IRMA evacuees through Saturday. Miami International Airport resumes passenger flights on a limited basis, and they expect to operate at about 30%. Tampa's Skyway Bridge has reopened, and the ports of Miami and Charleston have reopened. Walt Disney World has reopened, and Busch Gardens will reopen on Wednesday. The United Kingdom is evacuating citizens from the British Virgin Islands and has sent a Navy ship and almost 500 troops to the British Virgin Islands, Anguilla, and the Turks and Caicos Islands. French President Emmanuel Macron is flying to St. Martin to bring aid to those affected by Hurricane Irma. Floridians have been told by the health department to watch out for displaced snakes and alligators in Irma's wake. Hand in Hand is a benefit for hurricane relief and will take place tonight, the proceeds of which will benefit victims of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. Appearing at the telethon will be Beyonce, Justin Bieber, Stephen Colbert, Drake, Jimmy Fallon, Tim McGraw, Barbara Streisand, and Oprah Winfrey. It will be a one-hour special airing live and commercial-free this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and will re-air at 8 p.m. Pacific Time. It will air on all major networks and 12 cable stations, and it will also live stream on AOL, Apple, Facebook, Huffington Post, Twitter, YouTube, and Yahoo.com. If you are a citizen and interested in volunteering to help out in Florida, go to volunteerflorida.org to sign up for volunteer opportunities. There is still a need for nurses in the special needs shelters, and to volunteer for that, you would email bprchdpreparedness@flhealth.gov. That's bprchdpreparedness@flhealth.gov. For Floridians looking for information about school closures, go to fldoe.org/IRMA. The state of Alabama is urging patience. 500,000 cars are expected to pass through Alabama, and those are going to be evacuees who are headed home to Florida, so stay patient. And lastly, Charleston, South Carolina police are urging people to stay home today due to flooding. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Keep yourself tuned in to the Veritas Radio Network, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Coming up next, The True Money Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.